Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, 6:31 in the a.m. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will join us at 6:45. But right now, Ed, we're talking injuries, man. And
yeah.
there are a ton of them. See, I think this has more of a contributing factor to the game on Sunday than the two teams just versus one another. The Ravens go into this game relatively healthy. I think they beat the Chiefs, and we're not even talking about it. But these injuries, to me, are key injuries. You have already been without Likely. Now you add Travis Jones to it, Matt BK, Stanley. You already been without Ricard, Van Noy, Broderick Washington. These injuries collectively, if you're missing one or two, maybe even three of these guys, okay. But missing all of these guys?
That's your whole defensive line, essentially.
That's everybody.
Matt BK, Van Noy, Washington, and Jones. That's a defensive line.
I think it was Jeremy, who said yesterday how many guys they called up from the practice squad to play defense against Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And Ricard's still out, too.
And Mr. Jones is on the defensive side. You going to be without Ronnie Stanley?
Yes.
Ah, man, it's just that's a tall, tall task for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all the names you know.
Yeah. I don't like it.
It's devastating. I mean, the list is questionable. Only Matabike is out right now officially, so we'll see. But it's a lot of guys.
If Isaiah Likely does not play Sunday, do you question why he wasn't IR?
Yeah, because it was a position that initially was he was injured. I thought he can come back, with a question against the Lions, but definitely against the Chiefs. If he doesn't play Sunday, I'd be like, this is another miss as far as evaluating him.
Yeah. You're going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going up against, a quarterback who we all say may not be the best in the league anymore because of the emergence of guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. I know – if you want to give me Mahomes' resume, he's the best currently right now in the National Football League. But right now, if you're talking about how well they're playing, I got this conversation yesterday. Someone was just beside himself calling me a homer that I called Lamar Jackson the best quarterback in the league. I said, okay, well, let's do this. We're going to draft. We draw straws. You got the number one overall pick. Who are you getting? You getting Lamar or you getting Mahomes? Well, Mahomes is a winner. I said, I know that. But Mahomes is a winner based on everything that's around him. I said, in terms of building a franchise, this is the first pick you're going to have. So you don't know what else he has on his team. You have no clue who's playing around him. Who do you get, Lamar or Patrick Mahomes? And you and I both know from our law enforcement days, when a man doesn't answer the question and kicks back and reiterates his argument, it's because you just won.
Yeah, we'll ask the question. So who would I pick between the two? Is that what you're asking me when they ask the question back?
Yeah,
it's all for time.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, who do you pick? You don't know who else is on the team. This is your first pick. If I don't know who else is on my team, I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson is my first pick because no one impacts the game more than him. The second pick, if I have the second pick and you pick Lamar, I'm picking Josh Allen. Because other than Lamar, no one else impacts the game more than Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's it. Those two guys are the most impactful football players in the National Football League, meaning put them in the middle, then everything else around them is better. I don't care who you are, you're instantly better. They're the Magic Johnsons of the National Football League. I don't care what Magic has around them. Put Magic in on the court and everything around him is better. Michael Cooper is better. You know what I mean? James Worthy is better. Oh, James Worthy is great, but he's better. Everybody's better. That's what Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen do to a football team. They make everybody around them
better. Yeah, and they can carry a team.
They can. And that's why I give the Ravens, despite having Likely out, Travis Jones out, Madubuike out, Stanley out, Ricard, Van Noy, Broderick Washington, I still give them a chance on Sunday because of number 8.
Me too. That's why I picked them to win, because I think they can outscore the Chiefs. I think they'll win this game the way the Bengals have pulled games out. You know, 33-29, 34-30, things like that. I think that's what they're going to do.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's weird to me. I think I said it yesterday on the show how both of our local teams, man, seem like injuries has been, you know, Ravens early on, already we're talking about all these injuries. We did that with the Orioles in their season. I don't want to repeat this thing in football.
No. We had that years ago when the whole running back room was down and the secondary was down. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Didn't Lamar go down that year, too?
He did for a little while.
Let's go out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. The prime example for the whole comparison of Mahomes versus Lamar is you can look at three weeks of what Marquise Brown has done with Mahomes and compare it to what Lamar had him with. I mean, I know it's only 3 weeks, but do you think that Brown will have a 1,000-yard season with Mahomes?
He could. He could. I mean, he had 1,000 yards receiving here. But he was on his way to putting up all pro numbers until Lamar got hurt. If you remember, he was having a phenomenal year. He could have it with Mahomes.
I just think
that Hollywood Brown is, when it comes to the passing game, he's a product of the passing game as a whole. I don't think he changes the passing game. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think he's a number one type receiver.
No, but I do think he can, and I think he will. Would be right around there, because I think Kelsey is on the back nine of his career, and he's not the guy he was.
Is Eli still there? Oh, okay. Did you quite understand his point?
No.
Is he saying he's better with Mahomes or not as good with Mahomes?
I couldn't. He's saying he's not as good. Oh, so Mahomes. Lamar got more out of Marquise Brown than Patrick Mahomes can.
I got it. But at the same time, I think he could put together a 1,000-yard season with Mahomes.
Yeah. I do, too.
Isn't that crazy, though? This man came into the league, the National Football League, as a running quarterback. And now you're making an argument that he made a receiver better than a guy who came in as a passing quarterback. And I'm not saying that Eli's wrong, because right now Marquise only has 19 receptions for 171 yards. Haven't been in the end zone yet. So his point is very valid.
Yeah.
Could he have 1,000 yards receiving under Mahomes? Yeah, he can. But I think now that I understand his point, he's saying that at this pace, three games into it, he doesn't even have 200 yards receiving. So he probably won't have 1,000 yards receiving without Lamar.
It's three games. When people start to extrapolate, because it's they're assuming that every game is going to go the same as the last game. And that's just not correct, factually. Things don't happen like that. I mean, look at Derrick Henry's first rushing game this year, and then look at his second and his third. This week he may break out. You don't know. Football doesn't work like that. Well, he had 100 yards, and he had 98 yards, and he had 107, so I'm assuming he's going to run for 110 yards this week. No, it doesn't work that way. It's different people, different elements of the game, different coaches that you're facing. All these things matter, and that's why it matters with Hollywood, too. But I think he can, because I think Kelce, as I said, is not the target he was. And he took a lot. He made a lot of receptions in season after season for them.
Well, not only that, Ed, when some of these other receivers come back and there's more attention put on them, maybe that opens up a little bit more for Marquise as well.
Yeah.
Right now, who else is out there with him?
Yeah.
All the attention is on him.
Yeah, so you get the best corner every week.
Right. But I, again, I'll say this. I understand Eli's point.
Yeah, for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.